Welcome, everybody, to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wrestling commentary special. We are about to dive into Elevation X. To my right, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it going, everybody? Your phone working this time, Trebuchet?
It's working this time, I hope to God.
Hell yeah.
And to my left, the Nate Yard Dog,
NYD. NYD, NYD.
And explain to the people at home real quick what an Elevation X match is there, Showtime.
Elevation X match is a scaffolding match, but rather than the scaffolding going one ways across, it's in the shape of an X because it's TNA.
That's right.
And so X's are cool.
We got this. I have it on DVD because we went through my brown bag specials here.
You got a lot of unopened DVDs. Don West was crazy and he was giving it away.
Yes, he was. I just got vaped all over by the Nate Dog. Thank you. All right. We're making bad decisions over here. We're watching TNA wrestling. You might as well be vaping at the same time. I get it. All right. Look at this thing.
So what is X a
marks the spot
match?
Here. A scaffolding match pretty much means these wrestlers are going to fight on a scaffolding, which is a structure above the ring.
Yep.
You see that? That's...
Now, you win this match by knocking your opponent off, right? Is that how you win this? I forget.
Pinfall.
Pinfall, okay. They're always the same.
So that's about as high as it's going to be, and they're going to be fighting on top of that. That's,
yes.
That's already giving me anxiety. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I remember... The TNA, these vignettes.
I was a fan. Bam! Oh!
That's some good AJ Styles clips here. And Rhino.
Do you know anything about Rhino?
I know he was in ECW.
He was their last champion in the original ECW.
ECW world champion and television champion.
Yes. And then he was in NXT at one point. I know you're aware of him and Heath Slater being a tag team.
He's got kids!
And them being the world tag team champions. SmackDowns, I believe.
Yeah, he also won the hardcore title at one point.
Yep.
He's, I think he's won the tag champs once or twice. Mm-hmm. It's going
to be the end of AJ Styles. I love the tunnels in TNA. I cannot express that enough. If TNA wants me to start watching them again...
They had a heel and a babyface tunnel.
Yeah, they were on opposite sides, I believe.
Yeah, because they were the separate locker rooms.
Exactly, it makes sense. Like, I don't want fucking you hanging out with fucking me. So we're definitely coming out of different locker rooms. I said it.
Well, who's
I like
the
this,
heel
it's just like footage of them
I'm definitely the heel.
I like this footage of them just dropping fruit off the scaffold.
Yep.
Watching it shatter.
I'm going to lay the smack down. I'm going to go Hollywood on you. You just wait. I didn't like that. I don't like that at all.
It is very narrow. Like, they can't... Basically, you can't spread your legs very far. You're standing...
One wrong step, and you're going to seriously injure yourself.
Yeah, I mean...
That's literally the spot.
People get hurt in scaffolding matches, and you oftentimes hurt your legs.
All right, let's talk about the man you love real quick, Jim Cornette.
I do love Jim Cornette.
Injured himself in a scaffolding match.
Yeah, he went ass over tea kettle and lay...
Oh, I haven't heard that in a minute.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Cornettism?
Yeah, I know.
He's actually described that bump that way. He's supposed to... I believe, Ray Traylor, who would have gone to be the Big Boss Man, was Big Bubba Rogers at the time, was supposed to catch Jim Cornette. Kind of didn't catch him very well. I thought you were supposed to catch you, but you fell so fast, Jim. He tore it. He tore like his ACL all up doing it.
Bam, the pyrotechnics. This is at the pay-per-view Destination X, which they did every year, I believe it was an annual
one. Yeah, this was one of their more common ones.
Ultimate X was usually the feature, but this was the match I wanted to see.
Yeah, look, they had an Ultimate X match this night too. In fact, they probably just hung the ropes on this scaffolding.
Well, we were going through the card a little bit. There was like a bull rope match. Like everything had a gimmick. I don't know who was doing in charge of the writing.
This was 2008. This was about the point where everything was a gimmick match.
Yep.
Did your last rights matches.
Yep.
Your King of the Hill match. Or King of the Mountain matches. Yeah. Sorry.
The King of the Mountains were actually pretty fun.
The any match you need that long a rules list for. You had a Full Metal Mayhem, which is tables, ladders, and chairs that had chains.
Yup.
We had Monsters Ball, which went on to just be like a hardcore match, but initially had like a weird backstory where they lock you in a room for like 24 hours.
Right. Oh, it's little baby AJ Styles. He's just a little guy. He's got the gloves on for sure for this match.
Yeah, this AJ looking very young there.
There's a lady praying.
There's a lady praying right here. It's probably AJ Styles' wife.
Like, seriously, This is not fucking...
When you're in the impact zone...
You can't really, like, fake falling from that high.
Yeah, I agree. We got AJ Styles.
There's some idiot out there that sounds like they know how to fall. No.
Is that our referee Slick Johnson?
I don't know. I didn't see. Was he bald?
Yeah, he was.
It probably was Slick Johnson.
I remember hating Slick Johnson.
Yep, that's Slick Johnson. Look at the shorts. Look at the bald.
He's refereeing shorts. Yeah.
Are you Stu McAllister and comedians?
No shorts. No shorts for the referee. Shorts. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will. I'll say that. I always felt like referee Slick Johnson was just trying to be Fonzie real bad.
I'd say he's a poor man's Fonzie. I'd hear that argument.
Yeah, Fonzie's the poor man's poor man.
Oh, Slick Johnson's
already knocked
going
over.
Going down. All the way
throwing
down.
Him into the fence.
Rhino's very proud of himself already. The pace of this is going to be very fast on the floor here. Bam.
Bouncing AJ's head off the steps there. Hardest part of the ring. Even on a six-sided ring, it might actually be harder. I'm told that...
talking about Slick Johnson?
Stop.
I wish I could.
I'm not talking about Slick Johnson, Slick Willie, all right?
Okay, I get confused sometimes.
Sometimes?
Gross.
Hey!
I was always told that the six-sided ring is not very bump-friendly.
I believe that.
A lot stiffer.
But for the springboard sake, it's fucking just glorious.
Oh,
I would say it's phenomenal.
Yeah, no, the X-Men match is more places to springboard. Ropes
were
tighter.
Honestly, that was where their meat and potatoes of the whole thing was.
Having a different look helped.
It does.
It was known
it
for
did.
Its ring. But I, so it's,
the
it
wrestling
was
more hardcore.
It was one of those things where I think management really liked the six-sided ring. I think the workers really wanted a four-sided
and
ring.
It's really no secret that WWE did not care about smaller guys at that time.
No, at this
so
point, no,
all
not
the
not
best
all.
Cruiserweights and lightweight division guys were in TNA. Putting on killer matches.
Yeah, I mean, WWE's taking a lot from OVW and stuff, but really, Ring of Honor was the unofficial, you know, developmental territory for TNA at this point.
Yeah.
And they'd get their more agile guys. You know, the X Division at the time was very good.
Oh, yeah. I was a big fan.
Well, and for the uninitiated over here to your left, correct me if I'm wrong, the X Division is the...
AJ's going up here. Just wanted that to be known.
Yeah, AJ's coming up. Yes, they're talking.
The
X Division is the TNA version of the Cruiserweight, but...
No! It's not about weight limits.
Nope, it is not.
It's about no limits.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
understood. Right.
Samoa Joe was the X Division champion.
But the idea is to have more of that
Cruiserweight-style matches, yes.
AJ is in the middle of the X.
I've heard people say they didn't care for the X Division because they didn't understand. They're like, what does it even mean?
Oh, man.
It was more about style.
Look at how high that is.
Style is pretty...
Just following Rhino
style is
up
pretty
top.
High up there.
But once again, the idea of it is, well...
AJ is daring Rhino to come up there.
The people in the crowd look pretty freaked out.
Rhino doesn't look like wants anything to do with that
thing. I've always been told Rhino's afraid of heights.
Yeah, well, I'm not afraid of some heights, but that... I would not want to do.
There's not a lot of room to move up there.
Is it? There's very few scaffolding matches that don't end in an injury.
Yeah,
if you get booked for one of these, you're like, oh, good. Either I'm going to get
hurt
or the other guy's
going to
get hurt.
Are you sure this match ends via pinfall? I think it's the first guy to throw the other guy off. I've been wrong before.
I'm not positive.
I thought
I heard them say that.
Okay. They've done both rules.
There is a referee out there, and I'm sure he will let us know when it's over.
It's Slick Johnson, so that's a risk.
Oh, man.
This lady is freaked out, like,
This is not... This is
worth noting, these people don't have to pay for these tickets. That's you just go to Universal. To just go to Universal Studios and stay in line. They let you in.
That's amazing to me.
Now it's a pay per view. Says yeah, I still think they had to pay for these. Like I'm pretty sure this
Jeez,
was just
Rhino slipped off already.
Yeah, Rhino.
Oh lord. This is not. I don't know why you're laughing. This is not funny at all.
Because I used to be a climbing instructor.
You all right, Trebuchet?
I'll be fine. I got water. I'm good.
All right, you look a little pale.
I fear. I've seen this, and I fear for their lives still.
All right, Rhino's up there. Rhino getting on all fours.
AJ shaking it is what's happening. He said, "Just said, don't do that shit."
Oh, this lady is freaked out.
Dude, seriously, that is very high up there.
Rhino does not look happy.
He's begging AJ to stop it, and AJ's just doing it more. He's pretty much just being Spider-Man right here.
Styles.
Don't sing that. We don't have the rights to that.
Yeah, we will get sued. Stanley's ghost will come back and kick all our asses.
And he can take us all.
He should. He can. Styles
arachnid
is
human,
walking tall.
Human.
Just walking tall up there. AJ
Styles fearless. Saying, come at me. And Rhino is just hanging out of that edge.
He spit on him. Rhino did not like
fudge
that.
Muffins.
Styles. All right, we got Rhino up on all fours. He's up to it. He's up.
He just wiped the spit off his brow.
Rhino slowly but surely.
It would be a door if Rhino did it. That'd be the hell of a door up there.
Meeting in the
right hand.
Oh. AJ got rocked for that right hand by Rhino. Bam. Rhino with another one. You don't want to trade hands with Rhino.
There's nowhere to fall. There's nowhere to fall. AJ diving.
Dives under Rhino.
Rhino.
Diving on this thing seems dangerous. Okay. Rhino already almost slipping off.
Okay, this guy's eating his hand. Stop it. Bad dog. Get your paw out of your mouth.
AJ stomping on Rhino, who's hanging out for dear life.
We'll get you neutered.
Not again.
AJ stomping on the hand. That was the head. So I'm just going to say it right now. Rhino is not going to be a ninja warrior. I'm going to say it right now.
The way he's kept himself up there.
Yeah, he's holding on for dear life.
Yeah, it's hang on or die. AJ with the basement drop kick. It's weird calling it a basement drop kick in the attic.
Styles taunted the fans.
That's what it is. TNA couldn't afford the rest of the scaffold. Figured it out.
Rhino is just holding on. He's got AJ's foot there. AJ's just kicking
AJ's
him.
Just... He's down on the other side. Easy.
Styles is walking on the offense. Edge of the structure. Along the sides.
Jeez. Neither one of these guys are comfortable at all.
These are some of the worst working punches I've ever seen.
Well, because if AJ falls back, he's falling towards a ring post.
Yeah, you don't want to land on a ring post. Especially if New Jack is pushing you off.
Oh, jeez. I do believe that's what killed Owen Hart.
New Jack pushing
I'm not
off putting, a
scaffold? I'm not making that. I'll say it. I said it.
Like, that's a hot take. Offered.
Hashtag New
offered,
Jack.
Offered.
It
was on purpose. I heard it was on accident. I've never heard New Jack kill him. Just like OJ. They didn't get away with it.
Woo!
Oh, AJ almost slipping off and doing nothing.
Jeez.
Rhino back to his feet.
Oh my god.
Rhino's doing his hair.
AJ.
Just doing a hammock right now. Now the whole front row is eating their hand.
AJ, like, just hanging on.
There's no fingernails left on these guys. Oh, man. Oh, Rhino. Oh, man. I'm not even calling this match. I'm just trying to...
What?
Look at AJ just taking a little breather here.
AJ hanging out below the scaffold.
That's phenomenal right there.
He's like,
where did he
go?
We're not calling a match right now. We're calling a Trebuchet panic attack.
That's what's going on right now. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Oh, Nelly. Rhino, he's like,
not
he didn't fall.
AJ.
He's like, did I kill him? That guy just did an intercourse thing.
Yeah,
that's what that means. I don't...
It's not even a guy. That's two poodles and a guy doing an intercourse.
There's my guy right there.
Rhino's like, did Thanos snap his fingers? What happened to AJ Styles?
The TNA humanoids are trying to help him out.
Styles coming back out.
There's a lot of God of War t-shirts in the crowd. Did you see that?
I did not notice that.
No. I missed that game.
So it was about the time it came out.
It's still a game. What are you talking about? They just came out with one.
We've all been in this position, Mike, today? We've all been taking naps in the center of scaffolding?
We've all been playing hide-and-go-seek? Like,
I mean, I've done that, but I'm also
that
not
high
normal.
In the air? Like, what are we talking about?
Well, like a game of cat and rhino. Like, thanks for the assessment, though, Mike. Today, rhino.
We're gonna piss off the zoologist.
Rhino's figured it out.
The humanoids got their point across.
Wiping his face. Shh. Telling him, fans telling Tom Brady, shut
somebody
up.
Somebody needs to tell rhinos in Florida. These people don't know how to listen.
Rhino. Oh no, he's caught AJ.
Got him by the face. Right by the face. Oh, it's raking the eyes.
Oh, AJ, it looked like he pulled his nose. Looked like a Three Stooges sketch going on here.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
You know what I say? Larry, Curly, and Trebuchet.
You know, those are my favorite Stooges.
A dog and Trebuchet.
AJ,
a blind man
back on the scat, top of scaffolding with Rhino.
No.
Referee Slick Johnson getting his laps in down there. He's going to get his 10,000 steps today. Styles
bouncing Rhino's head off of the scaffolding. Everybody is standing here. Now that being said, I don't know if TNA could afford chairs at the time.
That's fair. Now there's not a lot going on in this match, but the fans are freaked out.
Dude, seriously, like this is
maximum,
a spectacle.
Maximum tension for minimum effort. But enough about my sex life.
Hey-o!
Yeah. This could be that kind of night.
That's waka waka.
Waka waka.
Oh! Ouchie. AJ just doing a face plant.
Rhino, well, a body shot to AJ, put him down hard, and now both sitting on the scaffolding, throwing punches. Big shot to AJ Styles. Styles returns and chop to Rhino.
Rhino is way more dangerous than it looks. Like, if you shift your weight just too much one way or the other, it's there's nothing between
Styles
you
Styles bouncing Rhino's
and
face
mat.
Off.
An
off
opportunity.
Scaffolding.
Unbelievable. Styles standing structure? Up. The steel X.
Styles motioning for the Styles Clash?
Yeah, he's calling for it.
Styles Clash on that. You can't do that. The move will kill him on the steel. Much less
that
high in the air.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Go for the Styles Clash. Rhino takes him down and just sits on him. Hammer fist.
That had to have been out of desperation. Rhino had to be thinking that. I'll die.
That was a life or death counter.
AJ rolling away.
We're not talking
AJ's
about match wins. We're talking about title wins. We're talking about his
he
life.
He just called
here.
Him a SOB. And I don't mean a sob. I'm talking about what that stands for, you guys. Oh!
Rhino trying to throw AJ off.
Trying to hip toss him. Oh, the jawbreaker.
AJ the jawbreaker.
Son of a beach ball.
That's exactly what I meant. Thank you. AJ reaching in his tights.
Pulling out something.
Oh. Well, you don't usually see people reach into their pants and then stick it directly in their mouth.
Guys,
but, hey.
Guys, I think AJ's got some anthrax here. Like, this is 2008. This is scary.
That's not AJ Styles. That's Mr. Fuji.
Oh.
It's Mr. Fuji.
It's salt to the face AJ Styles.
Oh, no.
He's blinded up there.
You can't see. And he's... Oh, man. Oh, man.
AJ Styles. Oh,
man. AJ Styles doing his best Showtime Schultz impression.
He can't see nothing is what he's saying, you guys.
Rhino.
The gore!
Rhino get ready to get
if
the
AJ
gore.
AJ turns around. Oh, he's running! Gore!
AJ gored on the top of the scaffolding.
Oh, my Lord.
Styles! Oh! Catches himself. Styles hanging off the side of that scaffolding. He can't see. He's been gored. He's about to fall to his death. He's definitely doing his best Showtime Schultz impression.
Rhino. Measuring him. Sees his hands.
Rhino's gonna be stepping on some.
Oh man, look how high that is. That's a great shot right there. Oh man.
Hanging high above the impact zone.
It's like Johnson's just waiting in anticipation right there.
Hanging over the impact zone and Styles is in the spot.
Down goes Styles!
Styles falls to the mat. Yes.
Yep.
Mansions on falling.
Yep. Rhino is your winner of this Elevation X match. And we're calling for some help. We need help
Styles
right now.
Styles can't see. He's falling to the mat. Slick Johnson checking on, calling for help.
Slick Johnson's just all over AJ right now.
I'd really be uncomfortable if he wasn't wearing those shorts when he was on top of him like that. Just long pants, like slacks, maybe. Some dungarees, maybe.
Some suspenders, maybe.
Yeah,
as long as they're striped.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd hear that.
Is it that Shawn Michaels, like, bicycle
shorts? They're putting AJ in a neck brace here. This is something that nobody wanted to see. Rhino is still
hanging out up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting AJ on a board here.
Gotta make sure that Rhino's okay coming down. Like, it's not easy to get up there. Like that's just a piece of, like, metal.
Well, I can
tell
you from climbing experience that coming down is scarier than going up every
time. Oh, yeah, you don't ever want to.
It's not even like it's a ladder almost.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Was this the only time they did an Elevation X match?
This was the only one I remember. I think they might have done one more.
I think LAX might have been the second one. We got Scott Steiner promo here.
Oh, this is
going to be... This is the end of our commentary, but we do have Kurt Angle versus Scott Steiner up next.
Yep. It was good to have you guys here. This was fun.
Absolutely.
So much fun.
Anything you guys want to say before we get out of here? Any final thoughts there, Showtime?
Say something nice, and I'll make you scream twice. My name is Showtime Schultz. Showtime out.
Nayard Dog, final thoughts.
Woof, woof.
That was rough. Nice job. All right, that means my final thoughts are it was good to have you guys here. I didn't pass out. I'm happy about that. And AJ Styles does survive and ends up becoming your WWE champion. The story has a happy ending, you guys. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
He's fat. I'm telling you, he's fat.